Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I went to church at Christ Lutheran Church in Upper Darby on Zoom. So they're having church right now on Zoom, but I can't go. I'm here at Grace. So maybe I can see it later. Sometimes they may have recorded it. I have to figure that out if that's the case. And that takes time to figure things out. But trial and error, I'll get there one of these days. I can always ask for help. I don't have to do it all on my own. So their sermon title for this Sunday, so at least I got something. While I look ahead, Jesus welcomes all. I said, well, that says it all, doesn't it? Jesus welcomes all. He welcomes you, he welcomes me, and he welcomes those who will visit on our website, and he welcomes all those who visit or pass by this church. Jesus welcomes all. We have Jesus' promise through this gospel. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And you know, I like quips. I like those short phrases. I came across one this morning in my devotions. Our faith should be a steering wheel, not our spare tire. And guess who it's by? I'm not making this up. C.L. Wheeler. Maybe you'll remember this. C.L. Wheeler. I forgot. What did he say again? Oh, yes. Our faith should be a steering wheel, not our spare tire. I'm so grateful for Jill and for all those who work behind the scenes, Scott, Ruth, and the readers. I'm not going to get everybody's names down, but nonetheless, they work behind the scenes to put this service on the website, and they will continue to do that as we open up Grace, because not everyone can come here to worship, but nonetheless, they can worship with us in spirit. And Christ is present where they are. Christ is present where we are. Christ is present wherever people are gathered in his name. Amen. So when I first came to Grace, it was a rainy night. And I think I've told you this before, but I'll tell you again. It was a rainy night, and I was coming to meet the council for the first time. So I parked on this side of the church. And then I saw the lights leading a pathway to the door on the side into, the, I think, was the... let's just say the area of the offices. But the door, I rang the doorbell, didn't hear anything. It wasn't raining. I'm getting wet. So I go back to the car. He says, I'll go to the other side of the parking lot and park over here. And then I said, well, maybe this is the door. So I came into the door, which is now called the office door, which I'm familiar with. And that door wasn't open. I think I was early. As I waited, I saw people going to this another door, to the side entrance, and I says, well, I think that's what I'll do. I'll follow everyone else who's going into the door that's open. That makes sense. So I followed them. It's still raining, coming into the door, and I sat down, and I look around, and I says, boy, this is really interesting. They have lots of chairs. This is a place where they have, people are talking, there's already, and I said, this is going to be a great council meeting, and I said, it's going to be a lot of people here. And then I said, I don't think this is council meeting. I think it's a meeting, but I don't think it's the church council meeting. So I says, I guess I'm going to have to find my way through this building to find out where council is. So I start investigating. I go up some steps. I figure if you go higher, you're getting closer. You know, it's like onward to heaven. Go higher. Go higher. So as I go, I ended up in the, is that the fellowship hall? Social hall. So I went to the social hall, and there was Eddie, along with some other guys, and I said, that can't be the council meeting. So then I said, I'm looking for the council meeting. And then Eddie said goodbye to the guys. He said, I'll be right back. And he introduced himself right away to me. And he says, I know where you are to go. So he led me through the rooms downstairs. I was too high. I had to get back down to the level, get down to ground level, and then go through some other hallways. And then I said, I better remember how I got in here so I know how to get out. I said, I think it would be better if I just said, Eddie, could you find me when this meeting ends and then I can find my way out of the building? But I didn't think of it that fast. So he led me to the council, and I felt relieved. And I was so grateful to Eddie to show me that. So Eddie showed great hospitality, and he welcomed me. He knew I wasn't going to find counsel on my own. I mean, granted, I believe in the power of prayer, but it would be a while before I would find them. So I'm just grateful for that expression. And I won't forget that. I just won't forget that, because I needed someone to lead me to the place where I needed to be. I came across this wonderful commentary by Elizabeth Johnson. She's a professor, and she shared this comment about hospitality. In the ancient world, identity was tied to family and community. It was understood that in sharing hospitality, one welcomed not just an individual, but implicitly the community who sent the person and all that they represent. So, for example, Eddie didn't just represent Eddie. He didn't just represent Grace Lutheran Church, the community, but he also represented Christ and God's people throughout the world. He represented not only himself, but the community attached to his hospitality. Therefore, welcoming a disciple of Jesus would mean receiving the very presence of Jesus himself and of the one who sent him, God the Father. And later on in her commentary, she shared this story. Recently, a friend told of an interaction with a bagger at her grocery store. She had been talking with this woman off and on for a year. And upon learning that she would no longer work on Sundays, invited her to come to her church to their casual, outdoor, come-as-you-are service. And much to my friend's surprise, the woman responded with gratitude for the invitation. We have Jesus' promise. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. The Reverend Jeff Thiemann, he's the president and CEO of Portico. He sent me his email along with the whole church of the ELCA. And he says, I'm learning from every corner of the ELCA that this unusual, challenging time is shining a light on an enduring truth. Our mission is not defined by our ability to gather, but by our ability to serve. Hospitality. Welcoming, our ability to serve others. For the sake of the world, Bishop Eaton said, and he's quoting Bishop Eaton, said as much in a recent nationally televised interview. Our church has never been closed, and our work of social justice and our work of feeding and caring for the most vulnerable has never stopped. And neither have our prayers. We have Jesus' promise. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And here at Grace, where we are gathered this morning, leaders and volunteers rolled up their sleeves to prepare this place to be safe for you and for visitors. Volunteers continued to serve the hungry from the food pantry of Grace. Diana continued to function as a secretary here and there, wherever she may be, to meet the needs of the community. And Jill, along with her cohorts, Sean and Scott and Jim and many others, worked to keep the worship services ongoing and on the website, and helping me very much to work the iPad and to send my videos in pieces and then put it all back together again. She could have made the sermons a lot shorter. But she didn't. She put the whole thing in there. And she says there was always more time. So not that I wanted to make the sermons longer, but I was grateful that she was able to put it back together as I sent it in pieces. I think there's another sermon in that. We have Jesus' promise. Whoever you welcome me. Recognize these words. They're in our bulletin. Through God's Word and the Holy Spirit, Grace Lutheran Church will be inviting all people to belong to the Church of Jesus Christ, equipping those who believe as faithful disciples of Jesus, sending members to become caring servants of God in the world. The Gospels, Jesus linked welcome with physical signs: cold water for the parched, food for the hungry, rest for the weary, and accompaniment with those who are alone. These two are signs of God's wide welcome. Let us pray. Open the doors of our hearts to welcome people who have nothing but are eager to be in your company and our company and in your presence, Jesus. And let the people say, Amen. Amen.